This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. Biggs,
hey! Hey, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting to hear Vic Fangio tell us that Leonard Floyd had his best game. It didn't seem that way. I didn't realize how good Leonard was in that game. I guess
I think it's probably relative to how he had performed earlier in the season with that cumbersome club protecting his hand.
Well, is he going to get better? I mean, don't you have to get better from the other side when you got a guy like Mac, and then Mac coming off the ankle? I mean, you'd like to see better
you
from
need
Leonard
someone.
Floyd.
Well, from where Leonard's coming from in the first month of the season, I think you can make the statement that he can only improve. So from that standpoint, yeah, he can get better. I'd expect him to begin to play better and give them another dangerous guy on that field. You know, I recall talking to a offensive coach after the Bears had faced them last season, and they were playing okay on defense, but I was just curious from a game plan standpoint, from an X's and O's. I said, how did you approach these guys getting ready for the week? And he said the guy that they worried about was 94 because of the speed, and they respected that 96, Akeem Hicks, was a very good player, and the rest of it was kind of like, we'll just do our thing and see how we do. But they were concerned about Floyd because of the speed, and this year he hasn't played such that I think you'd be concerned about him doing a whole heck of anything.
Brad, the Bears defense has given up 4 touchdown passes to tight ends, tied for tops in the league. Who does that put the most pressure on Sunday against Rob Gronkowski?
Well, you're not going to cover him with a linebacker. And I think you got to look at different ways to try to cover him with a safety. Will they have a linebacker on him? Yeah, they could on occasion, but that's not consistently, I believe, something you want to do to try to cover him. So, you know, it probably comes down to the safeties. Are you in, how much man are they going to play versus zone? They need to do a little bit better job of that. You know, the Dolphins got one last week. The guy, O'Leary, lined up in the backfield as a fullback at the start of the play. There was a play fake involved, and I think Eddie Jackson was coming downhill a little too fast, maybe, reading the play fake, and wasn't able to get out on O'Leary as well as he probably would have liked to in the flat. So, yeah, that's something that they got to get a little bit better at. But your level of concern, I think, would be the same preparing for Gronkowski this week, whether they'd been hit for a couple touchdown passes by tight ends or not.
When you start talking about some injured players here, guys coming back, you know, Prince did take part a little bit. That's always scary with a hamstring. Where are you, you know, and I know day to day, and I know that means that Khalil Mack will end up playing, and he's never missed a game in his career. But where are you with the efficiency issue when you're talking about guys coming off injuries?
Yeah, I think, you know, Prince, I think, raised eyes a little bit when he came out of the game late last week in Miami and they had Tolliver, the rookie, out there again. But that might have been just more precautionary with Prince. So, barring a setback today, I think he's probably in a position to play against New England. And Mac, not only has he not missed a game in his career, guys, he finished the game last week.
Right.
And he participated in a high number of snaps. And so there's been a zillion questions this week. It was Khalil Mack going to play? Because, you know, Nagy did a decent job of creating some smoke.
Intrigue.
I think, yeah, about Khalil Mack. But, my goodness, if you've got a player who is as decorated as Khalil Mack and he's got a consecutive game streak going, you talk to players, and that, in many cases, is what they're most proud of. You know, number of Pro Bowls, this, that. You know, he was Defensive Player of the Year. Obviously, that's huge. But I think players take a massive amount of pride in being out there every week. So it's going to take a heck of a lot more than this for Khalil Mack to not suit up Sunday against the Patriots, in my opinion. Unless there's something that has been hidden to this point, you figure he's got to be out there. And I saw him walk through the locker room yesterday. Looked okay. So my hunch is that Khalil Mack plays against the New England Patriots.
The segment with Brad Biggs brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. Okay, Brad, so what's your hunch on how Mitch Trubisky handles whatever elaborate defenses or complex schemes the Patriots throws at him? Because you know what? They gave up 40 points to Patrick Mahomes. I know that the Bears don't have the collection of weapons that the Chiefs have, but it didn't bother that young quarterback. Do you think it will bother Trubisky?
I don't think so. You know, he generally, you know, seems sort of unflappable with things like that. Now, he seems like he can be bothered in the pocket some, but he's also shown improvement in that area where he's looked better to me in the pocket the last couple times out. We'll see what New England has in store to try to disrupt him a little bit. But, yeah, you wonder, are the Bears going to have to get into a shootout in this game? That's possible. The Chiefs were able to rack up a ton of points because they hit some huge plays. Kansas City had the rare 97-yard kickoff return that doesn't go for a touchdown. I believe they turned that into a touchdown shortly after that. But the Chiefs were hitting them for big plays all over the field, and so they were able to get the score up. The Bears have proven to have some pretty good big play ability as well when you start looking at what Taylor Gabriel's been able to do here recently. Obviously, Tariq Cohen provides that element to the offense as well.
When we start talking about the balance of the attack and all that, all the things when we look at the Bears and how you deploy different weaponry, et cetera, the Patriots, preparing for the Patriots in New England is different than taking them on the road, as it is with every team. But the Bears, everyone strives for balance, but I don't think they need to necessarily keep Tom Brady off the field with a power running game or anything. I don't think they're going to do that. I think that the rules are such in the NFL that that you're no longer really punished for passing the ball the way you used to be. So they'll just try to go ahead and run their offense.
And I think that's dangerous.
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad an idea.
Well, I think they've got to play better defense.
Tackle. Yeah.
The way that the Bears have run the ball with Jordan Howard lately, I think if you tried to play some keep away, that might just blow up in your face. I think you've got to be prepared to match what New England throws out there. And when you talk about running the football, guys, that's something that the Patriots have actually done really well here of late. The last three games, New England is averaging 148 yards on the ground. So not only is Brady throwing for 300-plus each week, they're putting up about 150 on the ground. Sonny Michel running the ball particularly well for them right now. So they've got a little bit of 1-2 punch going, and that will be conflicting to Vic Fangio in certain downs and distances. Are we going to play the run here? Are we going to play the pass? It's going to be a fascinating chess match at Soldier Field.
Yeah, but they just scored 43 points, and the Chiefs have that offense, and they couldn't win a shootout. I don't know how the Bears would think that they could win a shootout with Tom Brady.
Because it's a because
well, the Chiefs have a terrible defense.
The worst
Dave.
In the league,
yeah,
maybe.
Terrible. But I think their offense
Seriously.
Is so much better than the Bears. So I don't know.
The reason I would go the other way here is you're asking the Bears to go out of character with what they've done offensively to this point in the season, which is produce some pretty efficient games for them. So I don't think I just don't see them dramatically changing course with how they've gone about business on offense because Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are coming to town again. Remember what I told you earlier in the week, that this isn't the Patriots team that we've seen the past couple of years. They still may be good, but they've got some personnel issues where they're not nearly as strong as they've been in the past.
This segment of the Mullion Hall Show brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. What's the pick?
I picked Patriots to win the game, guys, although nothing would surprise me this Sunday. But I had New England 27-20. If the Patriots can come in and be balanced on offense, moving the ball, that's tough for any defense. If the offense can do it both, you're in big trouble. Or potentially in big trouble. And with Khalil Mack banged up a little bit, I'd expect the Bears to be much better on defense this week, but we'll have to see if it'll be good enough.
Great stuff, Big
Z.
Thank you, bud.
Have a great weekend,
guys.
See
you Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.